WSA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. In breaking news, the Supreme Court rules this afternoon to keep Title 42 in place, the court voting 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general. The High Court says it will hear additional arguments from the Biden administration before an ultimate decision is made. Republicans and some Democrats argued that ending the policy, which allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns, would bring a flood of migrants to the U.S. border. The meltdown on Southwest Airlines continues after over 60% of its flights are canceled, and things don't look any better tomorrow. FlightAware reports that Southwest accounts for 64% of cancellations and 20% of delayed flights. Alexis Todd, who flew from Lansing to Dallas late Monday night, is stuck in Texas. She had to call her 8-year-old daughter and tell her Christmas is canceled.
I cried. I'm not going to lie. I did sit up there for like 10 minutes and I cried because I haven't seen her since summertime, and I really miss her.
The total flights in and out of the U.S. today affected about 8,000. Denver International, LAS, Chicago Midway, and Baltimore Washington International among the most impacted airports today. Meanwhile, in Buffalo, New York, an update on the death toll from a winter storm.
The total death toll in the city of Buffalo has now risen to 28 deceased individuals.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says the first two deaths reported were determined not to be storm-related. Residents are told to stay home as crews work to clear the roads. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 37 points to 33,241. The S&P 500 lost 15 points to 3829, and the NASDAQ fell 144 points to 10,353 as stocks began a holiday-shortened trading week. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Reports say former President Donald Trump's tax returns will be released later this week. The House Ways and Means Committee will release a redacted version of Trump's tax returns Friday morning. House Democrats gained access to the records earlier this month as part of an investigation into whether the IRS audit of the former president was conducted properly. Is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a 2024 presidential bid? Washington Post reports the Republican has restarted his Google and Facebook ads. According to the Post, DeSantis is targeting a national audience, quote, ahead of a state legislative session that he believes will highlight causes that will help him in a presidential primary. State lawmakers are expected to take up issues including abortion, data privacy, and constitutional carry of firearms. Congress bans TikTok on all mobile devices managed by the U.S. House of Representatives. Tim Berg reports.
The House Administrative Officer said the app is considered a high risk due to a number of security issues and told lawmakers and staff Tuesday the app must be deleted. The rule comes as a growing number of state governments have banned TikTok over concerns the Chinese government could use the app to track Americans and censor content.
Whoopi Goldberg is again facing backlash for comments she made about the Holocaust. She told a British newspaper that it wasn't originally based on race and that Nazi Germany officials were killing people they considered to be mentally defective. Goldberg was suspended earlier this year for similar comments. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, this is Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
It's just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!